Is that okay?
Hey, WDA-BOI. How you doing, Shane?
Yeah, you sound really good from there. Really clear, no noise. So that's good that whatever you're using indoors is working.
We'll figure out antennas because every time I put something up, according to all the design standards and elevation and everything else, it doesn't work all that well, and the junkiest little thing stuck in the corner somewhere seems to perform better. I never understand it.
That is the magic and the fun and the frustration of radio. You can work really hard and spend a lot of money and time building something and it not work well, and then you can throw something up in the trees or in the corner, like you said, and get really good results out of it. It's just crazy.
A little 2-meter quad one time and put it up on a big stick in the air, about 10 or 15 feet, and I didn't get very great reports. And suddenly one day they said, hey, your signal's really nice today. What's going on? What did you do? And I said, I don't know. And I went outside, and the wind had blown the antenna over, and it was laying on top of the roof of my mobile home. It worked better.
Just who knows what caused that, but I may have to give you a phone call sometime on about your last text. I don't want to get into that on the air. I guess you heard what happened Saturday, or maybe you did. I don't know.
I talked to Rick and Kathy, and that's a shame that all that drive all the way down there for that mess. I'm very disappointed. I didn't want to get involved in things here in Spartanburg, but I think I may have to. WD8BOY.
Don't mind. I might give you a call sometime. Probably not tonight, but maybe sometime this week.
I'm available most times. I'm kind of, you know, busy off and on through the day this next week here, working with people installing it, appliances and hooking up propane and electric and cable and all the other stuff. But evenings are pretty calm, except for trying to unpack boxes and recover from lifting all this stuff and moving. We loaded up a 26-foot U-Haul. Two trips, and still got a couple more pickup truck loads to go.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you guys do that all yourself, or do you have any help?
I hired the guys through U-Haul. I've done that before. You go to U-Haul, and there's a called movinghelp.com or whatever. You can just say, I want two people or three people or four people for a couple hours or 4 hours, whatever it is, to load and unload, and all works, and they come out and load your truck up and unload. It's kind of risky because you never know who you're going to get. And sometimes they understand how to pack a truck, and sometimes they don't. And this last experience was not so great unloading. I had some really freaky guys helping me unload. They got really upset about the schedule. But other than that, I've had really good experience with it.
I never realized they had that option. I guess I just never looked. The couple of moves we've made, we've just done it ourselves with, you know, the kids and family help and things like that. Probably the next time we move, we're going to pay somebody, probably. We'll look into that because I am not looking forward to that if it ever comes about.
I'm retired, and all of our family they're in the same situation. I have one cousin who's younger, and he's pretty strong, but, I mean, when we start moving stuff, it's like we're using up some years with all that work we're doing in a day. So I hate to call on the relative to do too much. I understand how I feel afterward. Tom and I both, we're really achy. Taking a lot of Tylenol and just trying to recover a little bit, stretching and everything else. WDHDOY.
Is that okay? Yeah, I helped my oldest son re-roof his house last weekend. Was it last weekend? 2 weekends ago? It had been last weekend. Yeah, last weekend. not this weekend, the weekend before. And our two sons and son-in-law and his brother-in-law and And his father-in-law showed up for a little bit one day. They did come later and help clean up after it was all done, so that was nice. But boy, 2 days worth on the roof and stripping the shingles and then laying new ones, and it was pretty rough. Hadn't done that in a lot of years. It reminded me that I'm glad I don't do that for a living.
It's one of those jobs that it's like it's refinishing pools with concrete. And roofing, I don't know how some of these guys can do that. That heat and physical exertion and not working on level surfaces, man, that takes a lot out of you. I'll tell you what, I really respect those guys. They deserve every penny they get.
And fortunately, this wasn't a real steep pitch roof. In fact, I'm having mine redone, and I'm not doing it. I'm not even going to attempt any bit of it. It's too big and too steep. I'm going to let someone else do it. I'm going to let the professionals do it. So, well, Kevin, you say hello to Polly. We're going to miss you out this way. But hopefully I'll hear you on the radio. And like I said, I'll give you a call sometime this week at some point. Just would like to talk a couple things and tell you a couple of experiences too. So look forward to talking to you on the phone.
Again, I'm Shane, and hopefully I got some more time now with this here instead of spending the time with my yard and the house that we were in before, because it was a lot more work than we really wanted to do anymore. So yeah, looking forward to a phone call from you, and tell Beth we said hi too, and hope things are going well. I've been following some of the issues you're having with the grandkids on Facebook. I hope that's proceeding real well too. I'll talk to you later, and take care. K4ZLK, N4ZLK, WD8BOY.
Granddaughter is doing very well. In fact, we saw her today. We were over there for a little while they went out. It was Seth's birthday yesterday, and he and Nadine went out, and we watched. I played with Ada, and Beth held the little one, Isla, and she's doing incredible. So we're very, very thankful. Appreciate you asking about that. Good evening to you and Polly. Nice to hear you. We'll talk later. WD8BOY and 4ZLK 73.
WD8BOY QRT.